This is the first class in a series called Unlocking the Agadah, the Lives and Legacies of the Sages. This class will be more of an introduction to the study of Agadah and what the goals of this class and series are going to be. One of the main goals of learning Agadah is to understand the messages of Chazal, that when the sages wrote in the Talmud or in the Midrash, stories, anecdotes, statements of philosophy, ideas, history, not necessarily statements of Jewish law, everything other than the statements of Mishnah or Braitot, explicit statements of Halakha and Jewish law that are make up the main section of the Talmud. We have these pieces that either serve as a transition or as an example, which are called Agadah. And the Agadah is really there for lessons, for morals, for ethics, and sometimes even to give us a little bit of a profile of the personality who is being spoken about in the particular Agadah. There's a Midrash in Dvarim, Sifri, Dvarim, which states, Dorshei Hagadot Omrim, those who expound on Agadot say, teach, Ritzoncha lahakir emisha amar v'haya olam, do you want to meet, to recognize, to appreciate, to understand the one who said and the world should be, i.e. God? Limod, learn Haggadah, learn Agadah, shemitoch kach atamakir emisha amar v'haya olam umedabek bidrachav. Because through this, you're able to recognize and appreciate God and connect to God and His ways. The meaning of this Midrash is that Agadah provides for us an avenue into Jewish thought and Jewish way of life, different than we might receive from learning a piece of Halakha, a piece of Talmud or Mishnah that essentially is coming to teach us a Jewish law, a practical way of living. What Agadah allows us to do is enter into a different kind of world of rabbinic thought and rabbinic ideas. And the Agadah, in a way, gives us access to the ideas about Hashem, the ideas about God, which we wouldn't be able to receive from Halakha. One of the reasons for this is because Agadah is often couched or, let's say, clothed in parable, symbolic ideas, sometimes strange, sometimes odd, sometimes extreme kinds of imagery. And these ideas are coming to humanize or give us a language through which we can access a deeper, perhaps more insightful, more moralistic kind of idea of what the rabbis were trying to teach us. There's another statement from one of the great Hasidic masters, Rav Pinchas of Koretz, who said that the Halakha and the Agadah are really two parts of the oral law. For the Halakha, one needs intelligence to uncover its depth. It's necessary to have a sharp mind. For the Agadah, one needs a feeling heart. The idea that's being brought out is that Agadah is more than just brain work. It's more than just the intellectual element of the study of the text, the study of whatever particular story, anecdote, piece of philosophy, moral ethic is being conveyed. It's an emotional concept. It's an emotional experience to study Agadah. For perhaps one of the goals of Agadah is to impact us, is to give us cause to reflect, perhaps to change a characteristic, better ourselves as people. Agadah is related more in the sense to the Musar movement, the books of Musar, which are all about self-improvement. There is some debate amongst the early commentaries, the Geonim earlier, and then later the Balei HaTosfot, Rashi, and the Balei HaTosfot, and the Rambam even a little bit later, as to how to approach the learning of Agadah. The Geonim felt that Agadah and Halakha are really two totally different planes of authority when it comes to rabbinic writing. The Halakha is authoritative, it's divine in a sense, it has a higher level of authority, whereas Agada is much more subjective, it's much more the expression of a personal opinion or anecdote of something that happened to a personality, a Tanan or an Amora. And the Agada doesn't have the same authority as the Halakha does. So Rav Shrira Gaon, for example, one of the Gaonim of the late 9th century, 10th century, living during this time, he states that Agada are mostly not reasonable. So we don't rely on the words of Agada. We don't use Agada to necessarily motivate us to do certain things. Rashi and Tosfot, on the other hand, believe that Agada and Halakha are just as authoritative. Agada is just as authoritative as Halakha. It's a statement of law, a statement of Agada, whether it's a story, an anecdote, it has the same, perhaps divine source as the Halakha does. And for this reason, these Rishonim, these early commentators, felt that we have to study Agada with the same objective view and reverence as we would study the Halakha, as we would study the Talmud, the Talmudic statements of Halakha. The Rambam, on a third approach to study of Agada, teaches us that Agada is really, perhaps, may have this idea of a higher authority, but it's important that we understand that when Chazal wrote down the Agadot, they never intended for us to, appreciate and understand their words in the literal way that they were teaching them. In other words, Chazal's Agadot are really parables, mishalim, stories, fables, or even myths, ideas that are not necessarily to be taken on their face value. Nonetheless, however one is to understand the approaches to Agadah based on these different ideas in the early commentaries, what we do see is that Agadah has a lot of power an ability to give us something, give us a way into Torah, a way into Jewish thought, which we won't be able to access by learning Halakha, by learning the statements of the Mishnah, the Gemara, and of course the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and later texts of Jewish law. So Agadah, as explained by some of the commentaries in the Agadah, such as the Maharsha and the Ein Yaakov, which we'll hopefully be studying during the course of this class and series. Rav Kook, for example, wrote a lengthy introduction in his commentary on Agadah called Einaya. And in there, he writes that the point of Halakha is to instruct the practical steps one needs to take. How do I live? What do I do as a Jew? How do I live my life? It's the statement's literal meanings that are pertinent in this regard. In contrast, Rav Kook writes, Agadic passages are a holy seed of light that bears fruit of truth and peace, planted in the furrows of the heart and souls of those who dedicate themselves to Torah. What Rav Kook is really trying to tell us is that Agadah provides us with a different, deeper, more penetrative kind of study than perhaps we would receive from Halakha. These ideas weren't just for their direct meaning, but there's a spiritual idea, there's a spiritual, moral, ethical underpinning that's supposed to be attained and understood through the study of Agadah. He writes later in his introduction, similar idea, that the roots of the Agadot of Chazal relate to the moral side of the Torah, the beliefs, the ideas, and a variety of spiritual concepts. This realm of learning, explains Rav Kook, required strengthening in every generation more than the practical area of Halakha. So what he's pointing out is that it's not enough to just have a brain and study through the intellectual pursuit of knowledge and wish for doing the right thing and knowing how to do the right thing. Rav Kook continues and he says, the giants of all generations urge their generation scholars to pay attention to the spiritual part of the Torah, to to ethics and obligations of the heart, which are found in the storehouses of the Agadot of Chazal. And he goes on to say that a person shouldn't think, oh, Agadah is just stories and I shouldn't learn it and it's not really what Torah is, it's not part of Torah. He says it's wrong. The field of Jewish thought is also Torah. People think it's bittul Torah, it's a waste of time, but the truth of the matter is, explains Rav Kook, that if you know what to do as a Jew, but you don't have a heart, you don't have the emotions, you don't have the feeling, which can be gained from studying Agadah, regarding matters of personality and ethics, beliefs, philosophies, these are the root and foundation of the Torah. So a person who works on themselves to study Agadah will be opened up to a whole new world of possibility in their connection to Torah and their connection to personal development and self-development. So essentially what we're trying to do in this class is to look at different Agadot from the Midrash, from the Gemara, from the Talmud. And what we're trying to do is look at what were Chazal thinking about other than the day-to-day living as a Jew. Because very often we leave our impression of Chazal as they teach me what to do. The rabbis, their job was to teach me how to live. I wake up in the morning, this is the first thing that I do, and then the next, and the next, and the next, from the minute I wake up till the minute I go to sleep, and everything in between, and the Jewish calendar, and the Jewish experience. But what about the deeper element? Is that all the rabbis were thinking about? We know that the rabbis had a lot to say about life, about how to walk in the streets, about their own lives, about the history, about the things they were thinking about, the Yetzer Hara, the things they were struggling with, the Yetzer Atov, the opportunities that they had to do Chesed. These are Agadot, these are profiles, these are personalities, these are messages and ethics that they are trying to share with us through these Agadot. So it's my hope that through this learning, through this study of Agadah, well, number one, be able to be exposed to many Agadot, perhaps ones that you've never heard before. Number two, to try to extract the messages, the morals, the ethics, the ideas, the life lessons that can be studied and understood from these Agadot. And number three, from time to time, when the Agadah lends itself, to also appreciate an in-depth study of a personality, of a certain character from the Talmud, from the time of the Mishnah, from the time of the Amoraim, to see who they were, what made them tick, what were they thinking about, what were their struggles, what difficulties did they face in life, what were their successes, and for us to enter into their world, and to enter into their minds, and to get a little bit of an access into the inspiration that they were trying to give us, not just through their halachic statements, but through their agadic statements, their anecdotes, their life stories, and their history.